This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you. And 909 quickly to Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. How you doing, Arthur Hardy?
Happy King's Day. We got 6 weeks to party, brother.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. I was looking at that. The earliest it can be is February 3rd, I think, right?
Right, and the latest is March 9th.
And it's February 17th this year, which means it's 2 weeks longer than the shortest could be. What is it, traditionally speaking, how does that manifest itself throughout Mardi Gras seasons when it's a shorter period? Is there a marked difference that you've noticed, Arthur?
No, not really, and it does vary from year to year, but February 17th is the most popular day for Fat Tuesday. It's happened 9 times on that day since 1857.
Really?
When we really started parades, yeah. Huh. And normally the weather's good. I mean, in the 60s, no rain, so I'm hoping that trend holds up for at least another year.
Let's talk about the 40 Funny Fellows. How did that organization get started? And why not 50? Why not 38?
Well, it's a reincarnation of a group that started in 1878 and paraded behind or in front of Rex off and on through the 1890s. And it's actually more than 40, but they are funny and they're not all fellows. But they just borrowed the name. And it's, you know, they call themselves the Heralds of Carnival.
Tell me what
beginning of carnival season.
Tell me what that parade is like for people that don't know, because I was under the impression that they just rode a streetcar. Is that true or not?
Well, no, that's the public part. They have a private ball. Mm-hmm. But I rode with them a couple of times in the last 5 years, and I was amazed at how many people line up with lawn chairs and tables along the route. I mean, it takes about 8 seconds for the streetcar to pass, but it's become a real, real event. And tremendous crowds that you just would be really surprised. But people are so ready for Mardi Gras and the season. And, you know, officially kicks off today. First day you legally are supposed to have king cake. And I haven't had my first taste yet, but I'm on my way to Mardi Gras World where the mayor kicks off carnival with a celebration. And I promise you I'll eat king cake there.
The mayor, you said?
Yes. This is a tradition going back, you know, several decades, where it's the official opening of the carnival season. So most of the carnival organizations are represented there. Zulu does a second line. And it's not open to the public. It's for carnival participants and media.
Oh, it's
only
for royalty only. Let's say it, Arthur. Let's just say it.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm there. It can't be too royal, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we can talk about what's coming up or not. I don't know if anything's embargoed or not. Can we talk about what's...
Oh, no. Not at all. I'm happy to be the Grand Marshal, perhaps one of two, we're not sure yet, of the Endymion Parade this year, which is just going to be a thrill. I've never ridden in a parade other than Rex, which is a big other than. I mean, I'm very happy about that. But to be on my own float with my name on it and have doubloons and all, gee, it's a great way to go out.
Your likeness on the float, Arthur, or not? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. I know my name will be on it, but I'll be on it, and I'll have doubloons and cups with my likeness on it. So I'm really, really excited about it, Tom.
One of my bucket list items, and I'm approaching like the second decade of doing this, right? So, well, more though. I mean, like getting the second decade under my belt. I guess it'd be more appropriate to say approaching the third decade of doing this. But one thing that I always wanted to do was to have either my name or my likeness. And I was the Grand Marshal of Tux. I'm not talking about that.
Yep.
I'm talking
yep.
about actually on a float. You know what I'm saying? To have your face on a float. Is that a new, I would imagine, a uniquely New Orleans thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, there's some people who don't want their likenesses on the float. If the parade happens to be in chaos or perhaps muses or detente, because normally it's a satirical representation.
See, I don't care.
Sometimes not,
I don't
not
care. It can be Tommy Tucker sucks. It can be Tommy Sucker, if that's what they want to do. So long as they put my, if they have my big old ugly face on the head of a float, that's all I'm looking for.
Well, it may happen.
Well, probably too late now. What else, Arthur, is coming up for you?
Well, I'm just expecting a really good season. The magazine is really selling well. It's our biggest issue ever. It's our 50th anniversary, and we've got a double fold on the front cover where we have depicted all 49 past issues of the Mardi Gras Guide, and that's kind of cool. And we also have a book out about the last 50 years that I've covered Carnival. So pretty excited about those things. It looks like it's going to be a regular Mardi Gras season. And after all the humbug we've had the last few years, regular will be just fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I don't know if – I don't know what I don't know. So here's what I'm going to do. Tim, mm-hmm. Are we ready to go here? We're going to play a little filler music here. What better filler music on King's Day than this? And you see, now that's the kind of thing – that's the kind of thing that will get me on a float. So, Arthur, with that being said, let's talk about your TV special that's coming up, or what's happening on Channel 12 for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this, too. Dennis Waltzman's produced a 30-minute documentary on my career in the Mardi Gras business. It's not finished being edited yet, but I've seen some of the rough cuts, and not surprisingly, it's flattering. I guess you wouldn't do a documentary and say, this guy's trash, but... really tells my life story, basically, and really proud about that. It's going to premiere on January 22nd on WIS, and it'll be aired several times and also on their PBS channel and YouTube and all. And I can't wait to see the finished version, but it probably makes me look better than I really am. But I don't want them to cut any of the good stuff out, so there.
What are you hearing from captains, et cetera, about membership, about tariffs and throws or anything else, or any financial challenges, etc.?
Nobody's panicked. I think maybe throw orders maybe down a couple of percentage points, but I don't think anybody in the street's going to notice it. I don't think Mardi Gras has ever been healthier. Mardi Gras seems like it's just bulletproof when it comes to so many things. We do this and we do it even when we can't afford it and spend money maybe we don't have, but who cares? It's Mardi Gras, right?
Well, that's America, really.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Mardi Gras 2026 as opposed to Mardi Gras 1976, for which I presume you were around. You were a child, right? A young child.
No, in 76, I was 30 years old.
Let's just go with young child.
Okay.
What is a difference that you see that you think is positive that you could not have seen coming? Because the next question is going to be, look 50 years down the line and where are we going to be?
Yeah. It's impossible to look in the future and see what's where it's going to go. Hopefully it's still here. But in terms of looking backwards,
hopefully it's still here.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows? Hopefully civilization's still here.
Well, that's true.
See into the future,
but tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's it. But I think the biggest change is the diversity. How many more opportunities, how many more sections or sectors of society have a chance to participate now? That's been the biggest growth, particularly in female crews. They've kind of taken over. The biggest crews are now populated by females. It's changed, and it's been a good change. It's just so much more democratic now than it was. And I think it's a great thing, a tremendous improvement.
Do you think it'll ever get back to having neighborhood parades again, like Gretna or Algiers? Or Algiers still has. No, I'm talking, no disrespect at all, but to those kind of things where, I don't know if you want to call it regional, where, and I think Saint Bernard has one parade, right?
Yeah, that's correct. No, I don't. Logistically, it's just it's so expensive to provide services for parades that a standardized route makes complete sense. Now, with that, we've lost a lot. I love the neighborhood parades, but to think they'll come back, it's not going to happen.
In the traditional sense, but there are some this weekend, right, that are non-traditional, in addition, starting with tonight, and then take us through the weekend, if you can, Arthur.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Covington, we've got the St. John Fools Saturday night, and I'm driving right now, so I don't have my schedule.
That's all right. Well, I'm looking at the Société des Champs-Élysées at 7:30 tonight. What is that?
Yep. that's a streetcar parade on Brant Park to Elysian Fields, and then the Funky Uptown Crew tonight follows Funny 40 Fellows, and the big Joan of Arc parade, which I'm going to see tonight for the first time in about 10 years. Mm-hmm. Different route, starts at 7:30. That's become a really popular and beautifully artistic parade on foot, you know, through the French Quarter. And so there's a lot going on. And starting off, with the mayor's kickoff party in less than an hour at Mardi Gras World. And that's where I'm headed as we speak.
And Saturday in Covington, Fools of Misrule. What is that about?
Yeah, it's a walking parade, a whole lot of fun, a little bit of drinking. They have special doubloons they throw there, Flambeau. I've had the chance to be with them on several occasions, and it's really neat in downtown Covington.
One thing, and then there's Mandy King's Day in Mandeville at 3
o'clock. Yeah, that's the Mandy Milkshakers. That's one of my favorite groups. Did a couple of features with them on Fox 8, and just a fun-loving bunch. And who says you can't be middle-aged and still be in a parade and have a good time?
It would seem like one thing that is different and getting bigger and bigger each year on Mardi Gras Day is Treme and those different kind of gatherings. Talk about that real quick before I let you go, please.
Yeah, well, I never get down there because I'm committed elsewhere, but it's become its own celebration down there. The Marinade and French Quarter, there are some people who never leave that section. And it's, I guess, Mardi Gras, it's most organic. You know, it just kind of happens. They don't have a parade permit to be anywhere or to do anything. It just happens.
You're stoked, aren't you? This is your time of year, big guy.
I can't wait, brother. On my way.
Real quick, King Cake. You like the traditional? You're the McKenzie's dry brioche type, aren't you? Or not?
That's me. That's me. Going back to when I was 12 years old, John Dobbert Elementary School, we had King Cake parties, and it was McKenzie's.
You better dunk that in some coffee. It's going to be hard going down. Thank you, Arthur. Have a good time
Tommy.
Today. All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide, will take a break, come back, talk about keeping New Year's resolutions, which is going to be hard to do if you decided to diet, what with King's Day today. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.